Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Bachelor Blab. We are doing something a wee bit different. Normally, I live in New York, Erin lives in New Jersey. Normally, I take a quick little train over to record with her so that we can be in the same place, but Erin has the coronavirus. Just kidding. She just is casually sick.
Yep, that's me. I'm going to try my best, but I'm really sorry that I just sound like a crazy person.
The concept of not traveling sounded very appealing. I've done my podcast like this in the past where we just do a little Skype recording sesh. The audio quality is not as good, but it works.
We have to keep Jackie safe from my coronavirus.
Yes. Although, I don't know. I'm low-key. Everyone is freaking out. I'm low-key not concerned.
No, I'm not really. Well, I was concerned when I started to feel sick. So I was like, oh, crap. Like, I made such a big deal about how I'm not concerned. Now I'm going to get it. But I'm not really concerned either. You're more likely to die from the flu.
Exactly. And I think, I don't know, if I had to be bedridden for like 3-ish weeks, I'd low-key be down. Like, that sounds amazing.
Just not the dying part.
Yeah, we would not die. We are young, healthy people. There's no way we're dying from coronavirus. So bring it on. Maybe I should have come over to get some virus. Although I just think it would be very embarrassing to have the coronavirus.
Yeah. I was like trying really hard to hide my sickness until my voice started to be like this. And I'm so embarrassed because people are like, oh.
All right. So the women tell all. I think, I don't know. The women tell all is always just like a weird, trashy event to me.
I enjoy the women tell all because I like the tea and it was just a different format. And I don't really have to listen to that much of Peter. So those are all things that I
like. Right. But like the tea that they bring up, the actual tea that I wanted to know about all kind of got glossed over and wasn't really resolved. And they try to make these producer planted issues that really weren't issues, like fucking Champagne Gate, an issue again. And it's like, no one cares about this but you, Chris Harrison. Like, stop.
Yeah. I think what I liked about this episode, like, I actually walked away feeling positive because I felt like my views of the women and like what I think about them were confirmed through their behavior on Women Tell All. Like, everybody who I don't like, I still can't stand and carry themselves horribly. And everybody that I did like, I thought represented themselves really well. So that made me feel like, okay, who we saw of you on the show is kind of who you are.
Yeah. Like the whole girl gang of Victoria P, Sydney, and Lexi, whew, they are mean girls. Especially Victoria P, every single time that she got called out for something, yet again, she got away with it. Somehow it magically gets glossed over and no one ever looks to her when it was very clear to me several times that she is one of the biggest pot stirrers in a lot of this drama here, but somehow fades into the background.
Yeah, it's like from the beginning, Sydney says something is off about Alea.
Right.
No, the question was about Victoria P. And Sydney and Lexi just start talking crap about Alea. And then Chris ends up asking Alea a question. And then all the girls start screaming at Alea. Not once did anyone mention in that little exchange Victoria P. But the question was about Victoria P.
Right. And at one point, I think Savannah, because then they all started screaming over each other and you couldn't hear anything. But Savannah was like, well, Victoria P, this makes no sense. You said you didn't like Alea and all these things. And then, you know, that's fine. But then come rose ceremony, you're like holding her hands and blah, blah, blah. And Victoria P is just like, yeah, that's just because I'm like weird. It's like, no, because you are a fake bitch. And then they all started screaming over each other and they just dropped it. And it's like, how is no one seeing this? Chris Harrison, please.
Yes. Shein and Savannah both tried to call her out and she was like, ew, weirdness. And then they're like, you're fake. And then everybody freaked out.
Because I think Alea came out of this looking pretty good. Like, you know, as much, the girls didn't do anything other than just like be kind of annoying. But I really do feel that she just is annoying in general. That is the kind of person she is. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to like her, but do anything to you.
Yeah, I actually really liked her answer. I thought she seems lovely. Like she says, I'm just kind of obnoxious. Like my voice always does that. She kind of seems even a little nervous to me. I thought that she really had a nice redeeming moment. Mm-hmm. And I really liked her. Also, at the end of everyone screaming at each other, you could just hear Shianne say to Lexi, you have some fucking nerve to talk with your little group. And I was like, yes, call out the little group.
We love them. Well, we hate the little group, but I like that it is
being. They're calling it out. Why did they let them sit next to each other?
I don't know. And did you notice, I think Victoria F is also part of this group, which we'll get into her, but like they all like gave her a standing ovation after her thing. And I was like, all right, the girl had a moment, but like it was not standing ovation worthy.
Right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, go ahead.
We're jumping into the, do we want to say anything about the rose ceremony or we just don't care?
I don't really think I care that much. Like I mean, it went pretty much how I expected it to go. I mean, I don't think anyone was surprised that Victoria F finally got sent home. It will be interesting. I don't know what's going to happen now. And apparently Peter doesn't even know what's happening, which makes me think, is he either dating one or two of the girls? Like some decision is going to be made at after the final rose, whether it's he's dating someone right now and then they're going to make a decision at the finale live if they want to like move forward and or like get engaged or end it, or like that makes me think it's something like that that's going on.
Yeah, I have no real working theory on it. Quite frankly, I don't care.
Right.
I just don't care. He looked so stressed and distraught the whole time. Hannah Ann, the poor thing, is just like constantly doing what she should and not getting recognition for it. Just like Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
How to say it. And Maddie's like, I guess I'll accept the rose. Actually, so my friend Patricia sent me like a clip of Rachel talking on her podcast, like the official Bachelor podcast, yeah, about Maddie. And she basically like called out Maddie and was like, listen, there are plenty of places to meet Christian people. It's not this show. And she's coming on. She came on for one of three reasons. She wants like Instagram followers. Oh. She wants like whatever. It was like something else about like wants to be like noticed or like wants some sort of job opportunity from this, or she wanted to be the Bachelorette. Like she didn't really come here thinking that she was going to be the winner because she's not going to meet the kind of guy that she wants or she says she wants on a show like The Bachelor, especially when you're coming on for Pilot Pete. Like that was never going to be the guy that was going to save himself for you or whatever. So I thought that was an interesting point because I've really tried hard not to like shame Maddie and I still don't, but I do think that it is a little bit, it's just, I don't know. Like,
and I also think, I say this a lot, I don't think those things have to be mutually exclusive though, right? Like I think if someone said to me, hey, Jackie, want to go on The Bachelor, or anyone in the world, you'd be crazy to turn down that opportunity to go on TV, get exposure, get those Instagram followers. Like it can only be a jumping off point for most, well, people have different career paths and things like that, but at least for me, getting a huge following can only be a jumping off point for anything I'd kind of want to do in my life. Start a business. I don't know. Be a full-time influencer. Do modeling with my modeling physique. I don't know. But I think you can go on the show knowing that that's really what's going to happen. You're going to travel. You're going to make some great friends. All of those things. But still be open to actually liking this person. And I think you can be pleasantly surprised when you're like, oh shit, I actually think this person is great and I really like them and would actually want to try something serious with them. So I think you're right. There has to have been some other motive for her. That doesn't mean that she doesn't have genuine feelings for Peter and maybe actually want to try it with him. My thing is why? Okay, you said were your boundaries. You said this was kind of, if someone wants to have a relationship with you, this is what they have to do going forward. Then why are you continuing to accept roses? Like without even pulling him aside and being like, okay, wait, we need to have a conversation about this. Like where's that conversation? Are we gonna have it ever? I'm a little confused with her staying now at this point.
Maybe it's just I can't remember. Was there an overnight part of their date?
No, I think she just went home after. They had the dinner thing, they had their conversation, they cried, they hugged. And then my understanding was she went back to the hotel and he went home. And then the next day is this rose ceremony and she just accepts his rose without any conversation. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to stop rose ceremonies and say, wait, Peter, can we talk, like, where we left off. Like, let's see if we can get something clear moving forward. Because now she's going to go meet his parents. Like, I just...
I know. The whole thing's really strange.
It's strange to me. Unless maybe she wants to have these conversations with Peter and they are waiting and not letting her until next week because they want some sort of drama. Because if she had maybe had a conversation with Peter and maybe they decided then they're not moving forward, what? He picks Victoria F and they're the final two? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I question her now kind of staying.
Yeah, that was my point. Like, why are you going to continue to go on with it if this person is not the person you were looking for?
I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. I think you can, in that bubble there, I think you can be convinced that just about anyone, like, is the love of your life.
That is very fair.
And I think when she gets out of it, sees her family, she will come right back down to earth and realize that she should not be with Peter.
Yeah.
But those are my thoughts. I don't know.
I think that's fine.
They're really hyping it up. Like, how does Peter not know the ending of his own season? You don't believe it. You're not buying it.
Not really.
Aw. Chris Harrison, the man who cried wolf, like, one too many times. Every season is not the most dramatic season ever. Like, it's just not.
That's the problem for me, right? Like, every time you give me some spiel about how it's going to be blah, 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 blah. So I'm just going to wait and see. I'm mad it's going to be two nights. Why? I thought I had one episode left. It's probably
really? You really thought it was only gonna be one more episode?
Like, if it's one episode and after the final rose, I'm fine with it. But if it's two episodes and after the final rose, that's three episodes. That's too many.
I think it is two, right? But I think it's like a little bit of a combination situation where, like, they'll show footage from them in Australia, then they cut to, like, Peter sitting down and, like, looking sad, and they won't, like, reveal who he actually ends up with, if anyone. I'm trying to move on in my notes to see.
Back at the studio.
Go ahead.
Chris says their feelings are back together again, being a feeling shamer. Applause meter. Sarah C., girlfriend, got a lot of applause.
She did. I think she's going to be in paradise, which is going to be great for her.
Then I immediately typed, wow, I'm already mad just seeing Sydney's face. She just makes me mad looking at her.
You really have a feeling towards her. I mean, I think the one who makes me more mad is Victoria P. Like, that girl scares me. And, like, I don't know. I don't want to comment on her appearance, but I am. Girl got fillers. Like, oh my God. Her face was already, like, very obviously done up. Like, it was very obvious. She had nose job, lip injections, the whole, whatever. Do whatever makes you happy. That's fine. But she got more done, I feel like, specifically for this event. And she scared me.
I think my thing about Sydney is I view her as one of the ringleaders of the girl gang that I do not like. Mm-hmm. And I just think that they are mean and nasty girls, and I don't like that I had to watch them, and I don't like how they treated the other contestants, and I just don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like women who put other women down. It makes me so mad. We've all had a mean phase, right? Like, anybody who knew me in seventh grade is gonna be like, okay, Erin, you should talk. But that was when I was 12. I am now 27 years old. I think that I have learned and grown. These girls clearly have not learned and grown. And Victoria P. wants to preach that she supports women. You do not support women.
No, they don't. And I think the prime example really is them just deciding one day, because Alaya is annoying. I think Alaya was just an easy target. And I think had that they stayed longer, I think one by one, they would have found another girl, another girl, another girl, and just slowly.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, no, they're scary.
Don't like it.
Speaking of positive friendships, though, I mean, you know my feelings on McKenna and whatever. She's there for the right reasons, and by right reasons, I mean Instagram followers. But her and Kelsey are so sweet and supportive of each other, and you can tell they're actually friends. And I thought that was lovely to see.
I thought that Kelsey, like she'll get my rose today. Like, she just looked and came across so just poised and just well-spoken. She, right away, when Chris tries to make champagne gate a thing, she says she overreacted. She was being irrational. She tries to be like, you were acting irrational. And Kelsey's like, yep, I totally agree. My reaction was not justified, but my emotions were. I was allowed to have feelings. I was like,
I know,
emotional, intelligent queen.
I know, we do love Kelsey. I I hope she gets her moment at some point. I don't think she would be a good bachelorette to really carry a whole season, but like a paradise redemption. That girl wants love. Like, give her some love. I don't know.
And then they address the pill popping alcoholism thing.
Yes. And what Kelsey brought up in that moment too, I thought was very pointed and very intelligent. An intelligent way to bring it up, because it's like throwing around those things is irresponsible.
Yes. She's like, it's insult. She said it was like insulting to people with addiction problems, and it is. There was also a moment where somebody, I don't know who, finally tries to be like, but Victoria P, you started the pill popping rumor.
Yes, I think it was Savannah. Maybe, I don't remember.
I don't know. I couldn't tell who it was. And then here comes Victoria P. Well, it was Adderall and as a nurse. And then someone's just like, you're a dermatologist. And I was like, wow, go girls. The rest of the girls really made me happy.
And yeah, but then it was never brought up again. And like, everyone loves to come for Tammy, Tammy, Tammy. And I don't know what Tammy's deal is. I don't know why she's so mean, but Victoria P is the one who started that, because Tammy even was like, I don't know where I heard it. I was just spewing out what I had heard. And then it's pretty pinpointed that Victoria P started this. I don't know. ABC, like, take a fucking stance. Like, I don't like that they're sitting back and I mean, it's so obvious what is happening. I don't know. I think there's a difference between girls having drama and disagreements because they're all dating the same guy. That's going to happen. But like, what Victoria P did is so irresponsible, and I wish the network would be like, we do not accept this, and instead they're just gonna put her on fucking paradise.
I know. I didn't really understand the Tammy thing. I thought it was very funny when McKenna said that she wants Tammy to come to Canada to learn how to be nice.
I know. The whole thing. Enough, McKenna. Get out of here.
I just imagine her sitting at home in her, like, apartment or her house, like, writing in her journal all the one-liners she's going to give to.
I know. She is very rehearsed. She's playing the game, unfortunately, a couple seasons too late, because we can all, like, see it. If McKenna was a contestant a couple seasons ago, she would be a star right now.
Absolutely. And I think that's what it is. I think people come on being like, okay, I'm going to do the playbook of whoever, but the show has changed. So people who walk away now, who people are like, yes, are people like Kelsey, who right now are coming across as like similar to how Hannah B came across, vulnerable, emotionally intelligent, like relatable. That's who we're into right now. Yeah. We used to be into Crazy Girl. Now we're into that. Whoever comes on like that next time or the next few times, who knows if that's what we'll like. We'll probably go back to liking the Crazy Girl. It's just...
Yeah. Should we talk about Tammy at all? Because I just genuinely don't understand, like, what is going on there. Like, she... Because I think a lot of the girls, when things come up that they maybe... Like, I get it. You're in this weird environment. You're away from your friends and family. I can see how people totally can act out of character and whatever. But when it comes to this point, I feel like a lot of people, like Kelsey did this, Victoria F had moments where she did this, where they were like, yeah, I did some things that like weren't that cool. I'm sorry about it. Like, this was a really weird environment for me. I'm trying to do better. Like, sorry. But Tammy doubled down on all of the awful things she did. And I'm just like, what leg do you have to stand on the, like, why do you think that's going to work for you? I just don't understand.
I almost feel like it's a defense mechanism for her.
Yeah.
Look at her. I don't know, because I don't follow any of them on Instagram. But who is she friends with from this season? Like, who does she have in her corner?
I don't know. I don't follow them, but I'd imagine, like, the Victoria P's and Sydney gang. I feel like she's part of the Mean Girl group.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No, I think that gang is very exclusive, the four of them, and then sometimes Natasha.
Yeah.
But even Natasha last night distanced herself from them because I think she realized, like...
Well, Natasha wasn't there.
Oh, I was going to say, we didn't hear from Natasha.
No, she was very much not there. We can talk about the people who were not there, because she had a wedding to go to or like something, hence why she wasn't there. Miss Kelly was not invited, and I want to know why. I don't think we're ever going to find out, though.
She wasn't invited? I thought she just didn't want to go.
No, she wasn't invited, but still flew out to LA anyway, just so that she could see all of her friends. But then, yeah, was not invited to the taping. I don't know why. No one knows why. She hasn't addressed it other than just saying she wasn't invited.
I had to watch all those problematic bitches come back and scream at each other, but I couldn't hear from Kelly?
Yes.
What'd she do?
I don't know. I mean, I think probably she's too smart for this shit and always called it out to producers, and I don't think they liked that. And I think in a situation like that, she would have just done it more, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe she was too much of a wild card.
Or maybe she's dating Peter right now, and that is why.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I just don't know how that's going to happen. Although I do think it is peculiar. Like, Peter's dad follows only Kelly on Instagram out of anyone from the show. That's weird.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like, I think your theory from a couple weeks ago is right, that it's going to be like that shot we've seen of like Peter lying down with everyone around him. Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, it can be easy. And then, yeah, go find Kelly.
That's the ending. That's the only ending I will accept. So.
Well, I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, Victoria F. Miss Victoria F.
Yeah, let's jump to her hot seat.
I think she has the opportunity. It's not finished yet, because like, let's see moving forward how she acts, because you know she'll be on Paradise. We are going to see more of Victoria F. But I think she has the opportunity for a redemption arc. I did not think that girl had it in her, because everyone is very anti-Victoria F, but she seemed to be very aware of how the way she acted was problematic. I don't know. I'm open to it. We love a good redemption arc.
Yeah, that was my feeling about her as well. I mean, she didn't talk about the marriage thing. I believe there's more to the story. I also believe it's none of my business, so that's fine. But I did think that she, like you said, like, she said it was a learning experience. And that was actually where I was the most impressed, was when her and Peter talked, just seemed very cordial and like friendly. And I was like, oh, this is the best conversation they've ever had.
I know.
So I will let her have a redemption arc should she earn it. She is not on my bad as the rest of her gang of Mean Girls, but I'm waiting to see. Is she going to lean in with that crew, or is she going to be like, yeah, I'm done with you girls?
Yeah, if she's, we'll see. We'll see what happens, because I did think like all of the only people that gave her a standing ovation for this was those three girls. And it's just like, what? I don't know.
So that was basically Women Tell All until we watched The Bachelor viewing crash.
Yeah.
Which my big takeaway was,
who has parties like that?
Yeah. Why? Where are my invitations?
Well, I'm also confused. Like, these are clearly not finale viewing parties, because that hasn't happened yet. So who is having these random Monday night ass parties where you dress as fucking pilots?
Just, it's like Monday night again. You got to bring all your cookies and Chris Harrison's face on them.
I know.
Who has the time?
No, that was...
I could never watch The Bachelor with that many people. Like, nobody would shut up.
It's kind of funny to me, because, like, I feel like they try to make it... They try to think, like, wow, these are The Bachelor Nation fans. And it's like, you so obviously just, like, created this and shot this on a different day and made this up. This is not what people do. And I just, on some level, I guess it's, like, a little tongue-in-cheek, but on some level, it's just, like, stop wasting my time with this.
I didn't mind it so much because it was short and it was nice to see Peter happy about something.
Yes, nice to see the boy smile.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do we think he's happy? Do we think we're going to get a smiling Peter in this finale?
I think he'll smile. I don't know if he'll be happy unless he's with Kelly.
Ugh, I do. I feel a little bad for the boy. I feel like he was so naive, did not know what he was getting himself into, was not prepared, and is not emotionally capable of having this kind of responsibility. It really shattered him. It's like when you see presidents, when they start their term and they end their term, like Peter before Bachelor and after, it's really that drastic. It's so sad.
It really is. It really is. So that really wraps up most of the episode. Until Rachel comes on.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
She gives a talk about online harassment and hate, which that in itself is fine. People should not be telling people to kill themselves ever, whether it's strangers or people you know. You just shouldn't speak to people that way. You shouldn't want. But after we watch them all scream at each other and curse each other out and call each other names, you're going to turn around and tell us this is a golden rule situation. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. It always makes me go back to the scene in Mean Girls where Tina Fey stands in the gym auditorium and says, you've got to stop calling each other sluts and whores. It just makes it okay for guys to call you sluts and whores. That's exactly what this is. Those girls would have a better leg to stand on with me if they did not spend the entire season calling each other names and bringing each other down. And now they want to be like, wait, wait, you can't talk to us that way. The racism stuff, yes, that was like, it's never okay. Obviously, none of it's ever okay. But it just felt very hypocritical of the network and of ABC and of the producers to have this speech at the end. But they just made millions and millions of dollars off of the exact same behavior and putting it in a pressure cooker and filming it. So I felt like it was kind of offensive to the viewer where it was like, really, you're going to lecture us? I'm nicer than y'all.
I agree. I think it was more, it was very much, it felt like them covering their asses, like this is a liability at this point. We need to check the box to say that we addressed this, but we don't really want it to stop. I mean, I'm sure some of this, yes, this racism, telling people to kill themselves, of course, stop doing that. But they like the drama. They have profited off the drama. So yeah, I hear what you're saying. I agree.
It was a tough one for me. It was frustrating because I was like, I just watched you call each other bitches. And now you're going to cry because somebody tweeted at you that you're a bitch. Why do you treat others the way you want to be treated? The one thing I did really like about it was that I felt for once, for the first time on the show, that it was a moment where women of color actually really had a voice. You notice that the people that were talking were all the women of color. And it didn't feel like in a way where they were, to me at least, it didn't seem like it was a way where it was like, oh, like you have to speak for all the black people here. But more of like, like we're really getting a lot of racist messages from your fans of the show and it's messed up. So I did like that. And I felt like that was really powerful. I don't know. It was a hard one for me. It was not a slam dunk.
Oh, definitely not a slam dunk. And it's just kind of, it's so unfortunate and disgusting to me that this is a line that needs to be like spelled out for people. I don't understand what is wrong with people. Like, you know, I sit here and we talk about contestants all the time, not always positively. You know, I'll criticize what people do on a TV show, but at the end of the day, never once would I ever DM someone and say hateful things or even consider that to be their whole personality of like a snippet I saw on a TV show. Like when we're having these conversations, we're talking about a TV show. I'm not talking about Victoria F, the human being in the flesh who honestly, and if she wanted to come on the pod, I would interview her and be very respectful and kind. So I just don't understand. I mean, but this is a problem that we have, not just in the world of The Bachelor, but with everything today, that people don't really know what that line is. And it's very odd. Because, like, are we not grown adults? We don't know. It's like, there is a line. Like, you can talk about people and be critical of people without having to literally DM them on Instagram to go kill themselves. I don't know.
It's sad to me that people have that much hate.
And that much freaking time on their hands. Like, get a life.
Right. How do you care about this enough that you're going to sit there and find Tammy's work email and draft an email and send it to her? Get a job. Like, go out and volunteer at an animal shelter. There are millions of other things you can do with your time. If you need things to do, send me a DM. I'll give you suggestions of ways to spend your time. But that is not one of them. Like, how can you feel so passionate hate towards someone you've never met? It's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that, like I said, it's not just The Bachelor. That is the world we are living in today, people. And it is sad and horrifying.
It really is. Well, something that's not sad and horrifying, The Next Bachelorette. Was that a good segue or was that terrible?
Do it again. I feel like I was wooing over it. Okay.
Probably can't even hear me. Okay. Something that is not terrible is our next bachelorette, Claire Crawley. How do we feel? How do we feel?
I love it. I think it's a great choice. I think that is one thing, like, we've complained about this season for so many reasons. I think the network has heard the complaints and they are trying to make some adjustments. Whether it will work or not, I don't know, but it seems like they are doing all the right things to ensure that they're casting people that are actually open to having a relationship. Claire seems like someone who really wants to find someone and is really genuine about this. They're already recasting guys to pick people that are older, that are closer to her age. And she's 38, so we might be having some guys that are in their 40s. 40-year-olds don't really do Instagram, which I love. And so I think that will, it'll change the whole thing. And I'm excited for it. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm also really excited for it. I've watched Claire. I didn't watch Winter Games, but I've seen her on everything else. And what I really like about Claire is that she is, it's not just that she's like older and like ready for a relationship. She still is fiery and she will call people out on their BS. She was the only one, or she was like the big one in Juan Pablo's season who was terrible, to be like, absolutely not, you can't treat me this way, goodbye. Like, she will stand up for herself. She will call guys out on their BS, and she'll do it in a way that's like, no, I know who I am and I know what I stand for and I'm not about that. And so I think she's going to give us a lot of moments that are going to get us excited and like make us feel empowered as women. And I'm just really looking forward to that. I was at a point where I was like, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the next season. Like, I might have to quit The Bachelor. This made me excited to watch again.
For sure. I think it's a great pick. I don't know. There were so many people granted, stupid people in parts of life that I hear people being like, who's that? It's so random. What the heck? I thought it should be someone from Peter's season. There is like a weird minority out there who thinks it should be someone from Peter's season. I'm like, yeah, but who?
I think those are people who just are like people who just started watching.
Probably. Right?
Like, I'm not a lifetime watcher, but I've seen a lot of seasons. And if you've watched for the last, like, few years, like, you know who Claire is.
Oh, for sure. Even I know who Claire is. And I didn't even watch Juan Pablo's season, but I went back and watched, like, Paradise, old seasons. And she has a big showing there as well. I think she's going to be great. What I do think is going to be interesting, though, is – So if they are casting guys that are closer to Claire's age, her rejects are showing up on the beach in Paradise to what, date Peter's 23-year-old girls. Like, we're now going to have like 40-year-old men on Paradise. And I mean, granted, maybe they won't even agree to do something like that, but I think that's going to be a little bit of an LOL moment.
I think in reality, what we're going to end up getting is guys in their 30s.
Yeah.
And guys in their early 30s, it's not weird. I don't think that's weird going on Paradise. I feel like for some reason people think she's almost 40, therefore it's going to be like 50-year-old men.
Like, no, I want at least like a handful that are older than her. Like, let's get some guys in their 40s. Like, I don't know. Because otherwise, I don't want to see, and I guess if she does choose to do this, there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't want it to be like a Peter situation where he did kind of eliminate a lot of the people that were closer in age to him, and we just ended up with younger influencers. I want there to be like, I don't know, Switch it up. I just think it would be interesting. We've never seen it before.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I think Claire, that was something that was like, oh, all right, maybe I can do this. Keep me going.
That's how I felt. I felt rejuvenated. My last question before we do Rose and Thorn for you is, listen to your heart. What are your thoughts? Why weren't you cast?
I know. I was like, I'm mad I didn't know about the casting for it because I would have been perfect.
Yeah.
So those are my thoughts. ABC, why didn't you reach out to me? I don't understand. I'm kind of exhausted. I feel like I have too much Bachelor in my life. I will not be watching that show. Nothing about it sounds like something that I need.
No, I will not be watching it at all.
I'm just like, fuck, I should have been on that. That was my big break and I missed it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, no, I don't know why they think that. I guess sure, try it out, because you know, these talent shows, we have so many shows, right, that are based off of like The Voice, America's Got Talent, The Masked Singer. So to combine that with a dating show, it's something that's never been done before. I guess why not try it out? I have not heard anyone be excited for it. I have not heard anything about it other than the previews that I've seen on ABC during The Bachelor. It's not something I feel like I need in my life. I watch too many TV shows. I will be passing on this.
Yeah, I feel similarly. I was just kind of like, wait, where did this come from? Whose idea was this? Why wasn't Jackie cast?
Exactly. All of those bullet points in that exact order. But I did nominate my mom for the Senior Bachelor.
Oh my God, love it.
But I don't know. Because the thing is, my mom's only 58, and they're saying like 65 plus. And my mom was actually like, oh, I'm so bummed that it's 65 plus. Like, I don't want to date like a 70-year-old man. But if it was, you know, cool, active people my age, like, I would totally go and do it. So I nominated her anyway, hoping that they would see like, oh, Gina's like this 58-year-old, like, fit woman, has a great career, like, skis, travels, like, does all these active things. Like, she'd be a perfect fit. And then maybe they would reconsider their casting.
Yeah, we need them to recast for her. Oh, I love it.
So I nominated her. I don't know if that matters or if anything will happen, but...
Exciting, though.
But that one, I don't know. I mean, we've talked about it. I'll only watch it probably if my mom gets on it. Like, that's another thing that I don't think I need that in my life. I have enough stuff. So I don't know. But, like, are they worried that The Bachelor is slipping? Like... despite all the things that we've said about Peter's season, the ratings are through the roof. Like, it's still a successful show. Why do we need all these spinoffs to have one season of to fail? I just don't
get it. I don't know. I don't know what they're going for. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to get rid of Paradise. Because it's so controversial. And then they're trying to find something that can take its place. So they're trying things out.
Yeah. But I think the whole thing that's good about Paradise is that you already know all of the people going on. That's like a big draw for it. These other shows, it's a whole new cast. So I don't know. So yeah, Rosenthorn.
Good one. I can't do it.
All right. That wasn't that good. I'll do it like how you do it. Like, Rosenthorn, boo-da-da-ba-ba, da-da-da, boo-da-da-da.
Okay, yeah, that's how I do it, but like seven times better. Because I'm actually on a key. That's good. Do you know yours yet?
No. You go first.
Okay, well, I already said I'm giving my rose to Kelsey. Mm-hmm. I just thought that she was emotionally intelligent. She was such a good sport about the champagne gate. She admitted to mistakes. She had a good conversation with Peter. She's coming out of this just looking really good, and I am a proud Kelsey stan. Right. And my thorn, there's so many I could give.
I know. Well,
my thorn is to the fact that I've never heard Victoria Paul be held accountable for any of her actions ever. That's my thorn.
Not even Victoria Paul's fault. That is everyone else. Chris Harrison, like, call her out. Bring her down to the hot seat. I need Victoria P in a fucking hot seat. I need it.
Yes. So it's not to her. It's to her and everyone else who continues to enable her to manipulate and not ever have to be accountable.
Yes. I think that's a great one. I think my rose is going to Kelly. I think she looked really good at the women's hall all by not fucking being there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope... you know, I hope she has a great, glorious influencer future, if that is something that she chooses to have. I think a lot of people still really love her and support her. And if she comes onto Paradise, if she's invited, I think it will just look that much better for her. Because I don't actually think she's with Peter. But maybe. Fingers crossed. And my thorn, I think that whole girl gang... Sydney, Victoria P, Lexi, you guys are mean. You're bad for women and this franchise. And again, like, yeah, I just that whole, it's not even just one of them individually because they all have their problems, but it's like, it's all of them together. You can, like, I don't know, you see them and you know what kind of girls they are. It's just awful.
Yes. Preach.
Next week's the finale, which is crazy. And I am in the works speaking with Jason Tartick. So I think he is going to be featured on next week's episode to talk finale with us. We'll probably record that later on in the week because there's two episodes and we need time to watch and take notes. So look for our episode maybe Friday, Saturday-ish with Jason. Whoop, whoop. Shameless plug. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. That about sums it up. It's exciting stuff. We're almost done, guys. We're almost done.
Woo! I know. I feel like this has taken out so much of my soul this season. Yes. So, Peter, God damn it.
I know.
Wow. All right. Well, follow us at Bachelor Blab. Follow me at Jackie Maroney _. It's the home stretch, guys. We can do it. We can do it.
That's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.